Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narches Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Clinton Cash, The Untold Story of How and Why Foreign Governments and Businesses Helped Make Bill and Hillary Rich, is a 2015 political investigation by Peter Schweizer, a conservative author and researcher known for books on public corruption and influence. The book examines how Bill and Hillary Clinton accumulated substantial wealth after leaving the White House, with particular attention to donations to the Clinton Foundation, paid speeches, and financial relationships involving foreign governments, business executives, and politically connected donors. Its central purpose is not to provide a neutral biography of the Clintons, but to trace patterns of money, access, and policy influence that Schweizer argues deserve closer scrutiny. Written in an investigative case study format, the book became widely discussed during Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign because it connected questions of ethics, charitable fundraising, and government decision-making. It is best understood as a politically charged exposé that combines documentary-style reporting with a broader argument about the risks of blurred boundaries between public service and private gain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tracing the Clinton wealth surge after the White House. A major theme of the book is the dramatic increase in the Clintons' personal wealth after leaving office in 2001. Schweizer contrasts their earlier financial pressures with the large sums they later received through book advances, speaking fees, and foundation-linked opportunities. The point is not simply that former officials can legally earn money, but that the scale and timing of the Clintons' income invite questions about how political access can be monetized. By following the money trail rather than building a conventional biography, the book frames wealth accumulation as an investigative problem. This gives the reader a way to think about elite enrichment not as isolated transactions, but as a system of repeated interactions among donors, intermediaries, and powerful public figures. The book therefore treats money flow as evidence of a larger political economy centered on access, reputation, and influence. Secondly, the Clinton Foundation as a center of access, donations, and influence. Another core subject is the Clinton Foundation and its role in linking wealthy donors, international actors, and the Clintons' personal and political network. Schweizer argues that donations to the foundation often coincided with business or policy interests relevant to donors, creating at least the appearance of pay for play. The book does not claim every donation was improper. Rather, it emphasizes how a charitable structure can become difficult to separate from political leverage when the same family remains active in public life. This matters because foundations are supposed to serve public or humanitarian aims, yet the book suggests they can also function as reputational shields and networking hubs. By focusing on nonprofit governance, the book asks readers to consider whether transparency alone is enough when a foundation is intertwined with a former president and a sitting secretary of state. The argument is less about one organization than about a recurring vulnerability in modern political philanthropy. Thirdly, foreign governments and multinational businesses seeking proximity to power. The book's title signal is Central Schweizer concentrates on foreign governments, wealthy businessmen, and corporate interests that allegedly benefited from being close to the Clintons. Cases involving Kazakhstan, Haiti, Colombia, India, and other international settings are used to show how global actors sought access to American political influence. The reasoning is that foreign money is especially sensitive because it can intersect with diplomacy, regulation, mining rights, telecom contracts, or humanitarian aid. The book repeatedly suggests that when major donors have business before the State Department or other government institutions, even ordinary interactions can look compromised. This is one reason the book resonates beyond partisan politics. It speaks to a structural problem in democratic systems where power is mobile and private capital can move faster than ethics rules. Its broader lesson is that globalized politics can make traditional conflict of interest standards harder to enforce, especially when informal relationships matter as much as formal decisions. Fourthly, how the book uses case studies to argue a pattern, not a single scandal. Rather than focus on one explosive allegation, Schweizer organizes the book around multiple episodes that are meant to reinforce one another. Uranium-related dealings, Haitian reconstruction contracts, foundation donations from foreign figures, and speaking engagements are presented as separate examples that together imply a recurring pattern. This structure is important because the book's argument depends on accumulation. One coincidence can be dismissed, but many similar episodes can appear systematic. The book therefore works through juxtaposition, showing how donations, meetings, speeches, and policy outcomes sit near one another in time. That method is effective for readers because it turns abstract concerns about corruption into concrete sequences that can be traced and compared. At the same time, this is also where critics have focused, arguing that the book sometimes moves from suspicious timing to stronger conclusions than the evidence alone can support. The case study format is thus both the book's chief strength and one of its most debated features. Lastly, a controversial example of investigative political publishing, Clinton Cash stands out not only for its subject matter, but also for the public debate it generated. The book was widely promoted as a hard-hitting exposé and was praised by some commentators for its documentation and readability. Yet it was also criticized by journalists and fact-checkers for speculation, interpretive leaps, and disputed claims. That controversy is part of the book's significance in the political nonfiction genre. It shows how investigative books can shape media coverage, even when readers disagree sharply about their conclusions. For students of politics, journalism, or campaign communication, the book offers a useful case study in how evidence, framing, and timing interact during an election cycle. It also demonstrates the durability of influence peddling narratives in American public life, especially when they involve prominent families and global money networks. Whether read as a persuasive indictment or as a partisan investigation that overreaches, the book remains notable because it turned questions about foundations, speeches, and foreign donations into a national conversation. In conclusion, Clinton Cash will be most useful to readers who want to examine political ethics, nonprofit influence, campaign-era controversy, and the economics of elite access. It is especially relevant for readers interested in the relationship between charitable foundations and public office, or in how investigative nonfiction can shape political debate. The practical value of the book lies in its method. It encourages readers to look closely at timing, donor relationships, and institutional overlap rather than accepting official explanations at face value. Intellectually, it offers a strong example of argument by accumulation, where multiple small episodes are arranged to suggest a wider pattern. What differentiates it from many books in the same genre is its focus on a single political family as a lens for examining global influence networks, rather than on abstract policy or generic corruption. At the same time, its controversy is part of its identity. Readers should approach it as a forceful investigative narrative that is influential precisely because it sparked disagreement about evidence, interpretation, and the boundaries between lawful conduct and ethical failure. That makes it a distinctive and consequential book in modern political nonfiction. If you would like to support Peter Schweizer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.